So I gotta talk about something that happened today that is not part of my Dipper plan. You may have seen it, but Donald Trump was required to go through the sentencing process for the Alvin Bragg case. Isn't that crazy how we have to name them by the prosecutor? But that's what it was. This was, I guess technically it's the Stormy Daniels alleged fraud case. And let's remember what this case was about. Under the New York state law, and by the way, this was a New York state case, not a federal case, but a New York state case. Under the New York state law, falsification of a business record can be considered a misdemeanor. But in every case, there typically has to be some form of proximate causation of damages. And under the law, that basically means is the damages that occurred were proximately caused by the actions of the individual who committed them. So what they had to do was they had to take a business record, which was Trump's accounting records, showed that he had a payment for legal services to that attorney, Michael Cohen, that he no longer has. Michael Cohen has since been disbarred, has gone to prison. Michael Cohen is a discredited individual, but he was at one point one of the many lawyers who Trump had on retainer, and Trump's accountants entered into the ledgers payment made for legal services. At the same time, we're finding out that Stormy Daniels, the former porn star, there's a great source of credibility. The porn star says, you know, Donald Trump, he tried to have his way with me. And everybody's like, what? And so Donald Trump's organization decided they didn't want that out there. He says it wasn't true. I take him at his word, says it wasn't true. What he wants, though, is what happens all the time is when somebody is trying to extort money from the rich guy, they pay him some shut-up money. It's hush money. So this was technically a hush money trial. Did you pay hush money? People do that all the time. It's called settling a potential claim. As an attorney, I can just tell you, I have settled any number of claims. I recently settled another one for a client. That one was already in litigation, and we settled the claim. And guess what? When you settle the claim, you sign a contract called a settlement agreement. It's a binding agreement. It's a source of contract that you can sue them for breaching. Stormy Daniels breached the contract anyway and went public with the information that she had taken a good deal of money to say she would never talk about. So she breached the contract, and oh, by the way, Trump sued her for it. Trump got a judgment against Stormy Daniels. Let this sink in. What we're talking about in the Alvin Bragg case is a porn star being paid by a now disbarred lawyer for something in the ledger that wasn't directly written to be allegedly for Stormy Daniels, but since that lawyer is the one who gave her the check, they're saying money is fungible. It had to have come from Trump for that reason, and yet Trump's records didn't say Stormy Daniels. Trump's records said legal services. So freaking what? My law firm has money in trust for clients all the time. And when they say pay that bill or do that thing, we do, unless it's something that's unethical or illegal. We hold money for real estate transactions, and then we see them paid when the time comes, whatever the case may be. So Trump sends his monthly retainers 34 times to the office of Michael Cohen. And that's what this was. Every single check that was attributed to legal services from Michael Cohen was considered to be a crime under New York law by Alvin Bragg. But it's a misdemeanor, isn't it? Yes. So what did they do? They went back and said, you know, that was around the time he was running for president. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe this was done to keep his name clean so he could run for office. That's what it was. So, I know what. We'll take the little bitty misdemeanor that doesn't have anything more than a slap on the wrist potential for punishment, and we'll tie it to a federal election campaign finance issue and claim that he falsified his records and it should have been a reportable issue on his campaign. What? Yes, that's what this was. In case you never understood the threads that tied this thing together, that's it. No one has ever been tried for this crime before. I still don't know how in the world they were allowed to take a state misdemeanor, craft a connection to a federal election law issue, and create a so-called felony for which the then state prosecutor was allowed to conduct a trial and claim that there were 34 separate felonies when what you really had was 34 checks that were written for legal services. It's the most ungodly thing I've ever seen. So this thing rocked on. The world was so excited. The liberal world, the pundits, they were ecstatic. Oh, we've got him now. He's going to be a felon. He won't be able to run for office because he'll be a felon. Well, you know, I guess if you're going to go ahead and create things out of whole cloth and create crimes that are not really crimes by wireworking things together, who is safe at that point? Who is safe? I mean, this is an alleged accounting issue. Trump didn't write the checks. His accountants did. Trump didn't create the ledgers. His accountants did. Trump just wanted Stormy Daniels to quit lying about him. Doesn't everybody? Trump had an agreement with her. He had to sue her. And he won. And yet she was allowed to testify against him, and that did not seem to be impeachable. And Trump's, you know, star witnesses were not allowed to testify. Why? And Michael Cohen was allowed to get out of jail and come out there as a disbarred former lawyer, and they weren't allowed to introduce all the evidence about who he is, and he got to testify? Really? And any number of times there would be an objection that would be overruled on the Trump side, but yet the same objection, if it came up, was sustained on the prosecution side. There is so much reversible error in this case. And then, oh, by the way, we find out that the Supreme Court says much of what you're looking at here in terms of evidentiary matters that occurred once he was president, those are considered inadmissible because he is allowed to have presidential immunity. But they let it be introduced anyway. More reversible error. In a trial that took 5 weeks, think about this. You have a trial of something that no one can figure out how it even got to the point of trial. It took 5 weeks to conduct that trial. What do you say for every day for 5 weeks? You got a jury that can't get their lives back because they're 5 weeks in the courthouse. You got Trump supposed to be campaigning for office. 5 weeks of trial. On charges never tried before, reversible error evident every day, 2 years of assassination of his character and the bloviating of Trump derangement system pundits, millions of taxpayer dollars spent on all of this. And the sentencing was today. Because the Supreme Court of the United States declined to say this sentencing should be postponed. Great. Thanks, Justice Roberts, once again for joining with the liberals on the court. So the Supreme Court did not choose to intervene, and Trump had to sit through the sentencing today. I listened to the entire audio from the courtroom, and it was something else. Prosecution opened its comments and spent all their time talking about how mean Trump had been talking about them as opposed to what the crimes allegedly were. I guess they were trying to build the case that he has no remorse for his crimes. No, he doesn't have remorse for crimes he doesn't believe he committed. And then Trump's lawyer spoke, did an eloquent job. And then the judge actually allowed Donald Trump to speak himself. And that was probably the best part. And then the judge sentenced him. If you haven't heard the outcome of this, I'm going to give you a perspective on this that I don't think I've heard anybody else say. We're going to take a break right now. I'm going to come back and tell you what just happened in the sentencing and how we should perceive this. Because as much as we've never seen this kind of a trial before, I've never even heard of this kind of a sentence before. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. So text lines are open, 833-687-4448. Give me your thoughts on the Trump sentencing, but let me tell you what happened. So I gave you the full lay of the land a minute ago, right? All the ways by which this case, it made no sense. And of course, I'm an outsider looking in. And I do practice law, but I don't practice criminal law. And that's just my choice. I choose not to practice criminal law. But I look at this case and I think I know enough to know when I see jackassery. And this has been a level of jackassery in the legal sense that I have never seen before. I mean, there's Fannie Willis, there's Jack Smith, there's all the other things going on. But this Alvin Bragg case, when you have to create the law out of thin air to be able to prosecute somebody under it, that just doesn't resonate with the idea of justice. In fact, if you're not familiar, there were multiple other potential prosecutors who heard about this, who reviewed the opportunity to review it, to prosecute it, and chose not to because they recognized it was so thin it was anorexic. I mean, it is that bad. So today, after all that was said and done, the judge allowed Trump to have comments. And in fine Trump fashion, he went there. He said, this has been a travesty of justice. It's been incredibly painful to have to live through. He pointed out that that everything I just said, he kind of repeated on his own. He also talked about the fact that this has been something that will be a stain on the justice system, and it's a blight on New York. And then when he finished his statements, he actually said thank you. I mean, he was very respectful, very cordial. He didn't bloviate. He didn't yell. He didn't call names. He just said, "And here's the deal, and here's how I feel. And this is wrong, and we're going to appeal it." And then the judge did the sentencing. Now, what happens now? So Trump has not been a convicted felon until now. Technically, you're not convicted until sentencing has concluded. And that's pretty much the law in any jurisdiction. The sentencing came down, and he got what is known as an unconditional discharge. So with a trial that took 5 weeks and a year of negative press and all the claims about he's a felon, he can't even run for president, and all the asinine things that he's had to live through because of this, and the reversible error every day in trial, and the millions of taxpayer dollars spent to prosecute this thing. No prison, no probation, no fines, and no conditions. The only thing he got was a scarlet letter of being now branded a felon. What basically happened was they had the whole trial and said, you're convicted. Go on your way. That's what happened. Look, there's an old axiom that says that punishment should fit the crime. But if that holds true, then I would say, and here's the thing that I've heard nobody else say yet. If it holds true that punishment should fit the crime, then the American public ought to ask themselves now, if there's no punishment, was there ever really a crime? Is the judge really going to say after everything that just happened? Yeah, we did all that. And, okay, no punishment. And the judge actually said, Godspeed to you. That's how it ended. Trump made comments, by the way, direct to the judge at one point saying, America watched this trial and I still won the election. In other words, we can see through this. And I wrote on my Twitter feed, I said, so yeah, the left, they got their man. But so did the right. We got our man. We did. We got him elected anyway. No prison, no probation, no fines, no conditions, unconditional discharge. But he's a felon. What? That's where we sit.
I was confused as to how you can give an unconditional discharge without dropping the charges. Like, you're still guilty, but you have no punishment.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what's the point?
Exactly. And the judge even said, there is case law precedent that says that the legislature of the state of New York has deemed this to be a suitable sentencing for a crime in the discretion of the court. And so, yes, the judge, he's convicted, which goes on his record, and he now has to appeal it to get it off his record.
It's just obviously you can't put Trump in jail. He's about to be president, but it's like, it just points to the fact that this was just a trial to try to get him to lose the election.
Yeah,
you're not going to bring any punishment.
No, and you want to talk about another piece of cowardice? Nobody's heard from Alvin Bragg. Where is he right now? Sitting in a back room right now, wiping his eyes and wishing he'd ever kept Trump out of office? Probably. We got more on this. Text it. Call it. 833-687-4448. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.